Welcome to Sister Speak Big Brother, where we discuss the current season of Big Brother from a sister and sister's point of view. I'm Sister K.
And I'm Sister A, and welcome to episode 18.
All right. Hello, Sister A.
Hey, Sister K.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. I am so excited you are podcasting here with me.
Well, thanks for having me.
Oh, yes.
I'm glad to be here.
I know you've been a listener of ours, the regular Sister Speak podcasts over the past couple years.
I have, definitely.
And
been
now
enjoying.
You'll be here with us this week and maybe even a couple weeks in the future.
Sounds good to me.
Talk about Big Brother.
Excellent.
Yay.
Can't wait.
So how long have you been watching Big Brother?
I have watched from the very beginning. Way back, what would you say, 13 seasons ago?
13 seasons.
Just about?
Yep, 12 seasons ago.
Yeah, so, as I said, it's my summer guilty pleasure.
Mine, too. I've been watching from the very beginning, saw the very first season. I don't remember all the people, but I know it was great.
Yeah, yeah.
Fell in love with it.
Yes, me too. So,
you're right.
I'm excited.
It is that guilty pleasure.
It's terrible.
That you kind
but
of
it's
don't
so good.
Want to admit.
Exactly.
But I do, because I just don't care. I love it so much.
Yep, I can't wait for it to start, and I always look forward to all the drama, and it's great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, well, we thought that we would do a little test podcast, but not really a test, like a preview podcast, where we introduce Sister A. She'll be with us on the next podcast as well, and hopefully we'll be able to intersperse different people. But if not, then Sister A will be back.
Excellent.
Which I'm excited.
Me too.
We thought we would just talk about our initial reactions on the house guests. Right now, I'm sure as most of you might know, there are 8 slated to enter the house. I think they've already entered the house. And so we've gotten 8 bios and 8 pre-interviews. And then the rumor twist is that there are going to be 3 returning couples returning to the house to play. So that's 6 other people.
Yeah. I didn't realize that it was 3 additional couples. I thought it was just 1, so that's
interesting. I thought so, too, but the latest information is that there's actually 3 different couples. And do you want me to tell you who they say?
What do you know?
The Donatos, Dick and Danielle.
Oh, man. Okay.
Ugh.
Trouble.
Yeah, I did say yuck.
Yeah.
Brinchel.
Oh, no.
Rachel
even worse.
And Brendan. That's even worse. Although, that will be good drama.
Okay. Yep. Definitely.
And even I will have to admit, even though I didn't really like Dick, he will be good drama for the show.
Yes. Yeah. He kind of grew on me towards the end, but I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. I know.
Yeah.
I really liked him at the very beginning of the season, but towards the end of the season, that's when I lost it, because he was just so, I think Sister J and I talked about it, he was just so berating.
Yes.
And abusive, in
that's
my
true.
Opinion, to everyone.
Yeah.
Ugh, it was just awful.
Yeah.
So
I
that's
don't
why
know.
I just kind of lost respect for him, but, you know, he played the game and he, you know, that was the way he did. A lot of people loved it.
Yep, people loved the drama, so
yeah,
that should be interesting.
And the last couple is Jeff and Jordan.
Oh, okay.
Who I like.
Yes, I like them too.
I like them.
Hard not to like them.
I know, they're so cute.
Yes, yeah. So that's a good mix.
So that'll be a good mix. And I'm curious to see how this works because, you know, when you come in with a pair, with another person, that's automatically, seems to me like an alliance. To me, they would be targeted right off the bat.
I would think so, yeah. Just like when the people from Survivor came back. You would think that people would target them. So sometimes they did and sometimes they didn't.
Exactly, you would think, but they were so awestruck that they didn't do it.
I think so. But yeah, I'm looking at these 8 people and I'm wondering how they're going to mix in with the previous players.
Well, I will say, I have actually looked at all of the bios and a couple of them in their pre-interviews mentioned Rachel by name, that they could not stand her.
Oh, okay.
Dominic was one.
Okay.
I believe Keith was another.
Okay.
And actually, Dominic was funny because he said, I would hate to be compared to Rachel because her laugh Ooh. Is horrendous. And he said, girl, you need to fix your laugh.
Oh, boy.
He said, Rachel, I wonder... you need to fix your laugh. It's just awful.
I wonder what his is like.
I wonder. We'll yeah. find out.
We will find out.
And I think Rachel, in my opinion, she's just one of those really jealous people who wants to be the center of attention.
Definitely.
Especially yeah. with guys.
Oh,
so
yes.
I feel like she's going to be very jealous of Cassie, who's yes. very pretty.
Yep.
And maybe even Portia. I'm not sure about Shelley because yep, she's a little older.
That.
She probably won't identify
she
with
does,
her.
Yeah, she does look a little bit older.
She's, I think but, she's 41. Not so old, but older than the ones there.
Okay. Oh, no. Very young.
Very young.
Yes. So do we know what the status is with Brenchel these days?
I think they're engaged.
Okay.
I don't really keep up with them. But the last I heard from
okay.
a tweet
yeah,
or
I don't
something,
know.
they were engaged even after the penis debacle.
Yes, yes.
I'm sure everyone's heard about that.
Yes, I did hear about that. Yep.
And I don't know about that. Could you be dating someone and have that happen and still say, yes, I will marry you? Do you
Absolutely
work through
not.
It?
No,
I
don't
could.
Know.
I mean, people work through infidelity all the time.
Yeah.
And that wasn't, like, true.
Right.
You know, physical, but.
Yeah, but I don't know what he was thinking. I just.
I don't know. That's stupid.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't know how
well,
he
we'll
can
see.
Handle
I'll be interested to see what they're.
Her on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I could handle him. He's kind of whiny and I don't
He's
know.
Very needy.
Yes,
yeah.
that's
yeah.
the word.
Yeah, he does need a lot of attention too. So, yeah, I'm curious to see what their chemistry is like this season.
I am too.
Yeah, so. Interesting.
Adam was pretty interesting. He is from New Jersey.
Okay.
He's 39. And what struck me about Adam is he said that he had recently been trying to get into shape for Big Brother, for the mm-hmm. competitions, because he didn't want to be like Enzo, although he loves Enzo.
Okay.
He didn't want to be like Enzo and not win anything when it came time to it. So he was going to actually kind of work out and get in shape. Well, he ended up losing 100 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. That's what
wow.
I said.
Wow. That's amazing.
That is, yeah.
That's a lot. Yeah, that's
a lot
of weight.
Weight.
Yes, it is a lot of weight.
He said he's kind of addicted to working out now.
Okay.
So I kind of thought that was cute. And then he also mentioned on one of the videos that I guess one of the people that was interviewing him asked him how he feels when he gets to meet Julie. And he got choked up.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So he's got some emotion there.
Yeah, he's a super fan, he says, and he kind of got choked up and says, it would be, I just can't wait till I get to meet her, the chin bod.
Wow, okay, the chin bod, yeah.
I like that about him. I like that he was actually emotional, not too cool for, you know, too cool for the program.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, not all ego and
just
a loud mouth.
I got this handled.
Yes, yeah. So I see he likes Evil Dick.
Yeah, he did.
And Rachel.
Ugh. He likes
Rachel?
I didn't
see
that part.
Yep. And I don't see anybody on his dislike list that's coming back, so. Interesting.
I don't know how he would like Rachel. But he had Evil Dick in there.
I don't either.
So that's weird.
Yes, yeah. And he says, Evil Dick, Howie, Ronnie, Janelle, and Rachel.
Although I will say, I probably have to eat some words a little bit. I think I do recall now from last season, I did kind of defend her a little bit.
Okay.
Because I did feel she was picked on a lot, especially in the beginning, before she got annoyed.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
And I thought
with that laugh.
Yeah, yeah. And I thought it was a little unfair, But as the time went on, I was like, okay, I get it.
Yes, yeah. Maybe they saw it before we did.
They probably did. They're, yeah. 24/7. I couldn't imagine.
24/7. No. Ugh. Is this something that you would do?
Big Brother.
If you had a choice.
I don't think.
Of reality TV?
No. Would you do Big Brother?
I would not do Big Brother. I can't imagine being in a house 24/7. For what is it? 3 months?
Three months.
So, yeah, 3 months. So, something more along Amazing Race would probably be my speed. So,
I would do Amazing Race if I wasn't scared to fly now, or if I could run.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely have to get into some shape for that.
I would have to train for Amazing Race.
But that would be and get over some fears.
Yes. Fear of flying, you definitely can't have that.
Okay.
See, I have to be knocked out or drugged to fly.
Wow.
Now. I used to fly all the time, but now,
now
I'm a little scared. I had a rocky flight once, and now I'm...
Okay. Must have been pretty rocky.
When other people were screaming, that's what did it for me.
Oh, I was like, okay.
No, as the plane drops, but no.
That's scary.
Yeah. I got up 3 times since then, but I had to have medication.
Wow, okay.
I said to my doctor, I need to fly for work, and I need some medication.
Oh, man. So you had to go for work?
Yes, I was flying for work when it
happened. Even. So it's not even something you could control. Okay. When was the last time you flew?
I could have told them no, but I didn't want to limit myself. The last time I flew was, I think, 2 years ago.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you'll be able to get over it slowly or something.
Someday, I hope so.
Yeah.
I don't know about any boats to Europe, but I want to get there.
Yeah, a boat would be a long trip.
Actually, they do have cruises. I researched it, but it takes a week or two to get there. It takes a while, and it's expensive, so.
Yeah.
I figure I just need to have someone knock me out or take some drugs.
Yep.
And then travel with someone who could wake me up when we get there.
Okay.
Make sure I don't get snatched off the plane, still passed out or something.
That's good.
You know?
Yes.
That's my only way. I'll figure it out one day.
All right. We'll get you there.
I'll get there one day. But no, I could not do Big Brother for anything. I would be cussing. Well, you already know I cuss a lot, but
yes.
I would be not embarrassed, but I'd be scared of saying something that would embarrass myself or my family.
Yep.
Knowing that I have to go back to work later and coworkers seeing everything.
Yes.
You know?
Everything.
There's some things you want people to know you. Like how you get dressed and brush your teeth.
Yes.
There's no privacy. You see people naked all the time. I know Adam was saying that he was practicing at home getting dressed with just a towel around him.
Oh, okay.
He said because he didn't want anyone to see his package but his girlfriend.
Yeah. That's good.
That's
no, you
good.
Don't.
So I
don't, yeah. No. And you're sleeping and people are watching you and, no privacy whatsoever.
Bodily functions.
Yep.
You're going to burp. You're going to fart. You're going to do whatever. You don't want people seeing all that.
No, I'm good. Thanks.
Thank you. Only family, because they have to love you.
That's right. They're in it for the long run.
Thank you. They know all that. Exactly.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
You are too crazy.
Huh?
I said, you are too crazy.
You're crazy. Why don't you talk about burping and farting? It's just going to be like a giggle fest.
I know. Why is that so funny?
I don't know.
Talk about Cassie?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Very good looking, yes. Brunette from Texas, I see.
Yes, but she lives in Nashville.
Nashville,
And she's 26, and she says in her video, she said that she's really gets along with guys more than girls. So that's an issue.
Yep, definitely.
Plus, she's beautiful, so that's going to be an issue right off the bat with other girls. They're going to be jealous.
Yeah, she's going to stir stuff up.
And I can't really remember what she said in her video. It was all pretty, bland. She loves Nashville. She said that she is going to, the person she was going to miss most was her dad.
Okay.
Because apparently they're really close.
Yes, yeah.
And even though she travels, she's a model, she travels for work, she's able to at least talk on the phone.
Right, yeah, you're really definitely completely cut off, and it's got to be difficult.
And she doesn't really mention anyone that she doesn't like, past house guests.
Okay, yeah, I don't see anything that said she had any likes or dislikes people, so.
The only issue, or the second issue I see for her, is her strategy for winning, stay neutral, fly under the radar, don't be a threat, and play well in competitions.
Okay.
That's a problem.
Yeah. Well, staying under the radar usually works for a little while, but if she's kind of swinging towards the guy's side anyway, that might be a problem.
So yeah, I think it's going to be an issue too, because first of all, I don't think she's going to be able to stay under the radar.
For too long.
No.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because everyone's going to probably kind of be looking at her, talking about her.
Yeah.
And if she already has said off the bat that she likes or gets along with guys better.
Yep, yep. And I think it's going to be harder to stay under the radar this year if there's only 8 new people.
Well, but you know, there's a point to that, because don't you think that those 6 people that go in, the couples, will be targeted first? I mean, that's what we assume.
Right. But what if they all work together? Then they already have an alliance of 6.
But so those 8 people are 8.
Right, that's 8 true. That's
voting,
true.
Unless those people end up on the block and then they can't vote.
Yeah. Or they get scammed into becoming a
alliance member.
Some alliance, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it's going to be interesting.
I think so, too.
Yeah, this is,
I mean, at first I was like, oh, hell. Why do they keep bringing people back, CBS? Survivor, Amazing Race.
I don't know why they do that.
Every once in a while. We just have 13
or 14 good players out there.
There are.
Yeah, yeah. They're pretty good with the casting to get a good mix of people, so, you know, why do we need to keep bringing other people back?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I guess they want, like, guaranteed drama.
I'm guessing, but no one seemed, at least so far, at least by their bios, too, you know, inflammatory or stuck in their ways.
Yeah.
The one guy, let's talk about Keith, because I had a problem with him.
Okay, go for it.
His name is Keith. He is, where is he from? Bolingbrook, Illinois.
Yeah.
32. Okay, he's 32, and he's a human resources manager.
Are you going to tell them the 3 adjectives that describe him?
Charming, adorable, and kiss ass.
Come on now.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. He's not that cute, in my opinion. He's okay. He's cute, but he's not like he's not like Denzel Washington or anything.
No.
Okay, come on now, Keith.
Yeah.
And the thing that bothered me about his video is he's talking about being a Christian, and they ask everybody the question, who would you most, who would you like to model your game after, or who is your favorite player, or what did you not like, a player you didn't like? And he mentioned Ollie, and he mentioned, I can't remember the other player who were, who mentioned that they were Christians.
Okay.
And how they lost their Christianity, or they lost themselves along the way. So he's talking about he's a Christian and he doesn't want to lose any of his ways, and he's going to keep praying and he's going to keep his faith. Mm-hmm. But in the next breath, he talks about hoping to have a showmance.
Oh, come on now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And his guess who his favorite player of all time was when they asked that question? You're never going to guess.
As far as a showmance goes?
No, his favorite cast member of all time.
Oh, okay.
Big Brother, all the last so many seasons.
Chicken George?
No. Jen, the one that Evil Dick tormented.
Oh, no.
And the reason
really? He
liked her is because he liked her walking around with those booty shorts.
Oh, nice.
And he said she didn't have much upstairs, but she sure was fine.
Wow.
Thank
you. I think this guy's confused.
I think he's stupid. I hope he's the first. Based on this alone, we have to see what they look like, of course.
Right.
And how they act. But based on his interview and bio alone, I'm like, okay, no.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. I'm looking at some of his bio, and it's just, he seems very arrogant.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And his strategy, they asked him what his strategy would be, and he says he wants to align himself with three girls, which actually is not a bad strategy. Mm-hmm. And they four have an alliance called Keith's Angels. Strike number 5 or 6. Mm-hmm. And then each one of those people in the alliance would have mini alliances, which is kind of like what they did last season.
Yeah, yeah.
With the brigade.
Yeah.
Which is smart. It's a smart strategy. But then he says, and then I want to have a showmance with one of my alliance members. He said, and the only thing that could mess me up is if I actually fall for one of the girls.
Oh, no. He's going to fall like a stone, this guy.
He is going to be wrecked.
Yeah. I'm not getting a good vibe from him.
No, not at all.
No, and I see he says here, what would you like to take into the house and why? My toothbrush, because my smile is key, and a Bible to keep me grounded. Mm. That's quite a swing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Interesting.
Goodness. He does have a big old smile, though.
Yeah, he does.
All I have to say is he better not be telling any stories about his work. You know, about his job.
Oh, yeah, because he's HR.
He's HR. And you can't, you know, he'll be in trouble.
He's going to have no job. Yeah, he will.
He seems Ooh-wee. Like he might run off the mouth a little bit to try to impress a girl or something.
I think so, yep.
He's just a horn dog.
Oh, he is going to be trouble.
I think so.
Yep, yep.
I was not feeling him.
Watch out, ladies.
I don't think they even be looking.
Ooh.
I really don't.
So you want to get over to who? Who's next?
Kalia.
Okay.
Now, I kind of liked her based on her video.
She's very pretty.
Yes. She is 30 years old from Philadelphia, but she lives in L.A.
Okay.
And she's a writer, and she mentions that she writes on her video that she writes a blog, a relationship blog.
Oh, interesting.
It's anonymous so that, you know, she doesn't have to reveal her sources or people's true stories. And
she's talking about.
And of course, so we don't know the name of the blog because it's anonymous, but I would definitely like to go read it.
Oh, yeah.
See what kind of stuff she's talking about where she's got to be anonymous.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, she might be sharing a bit of that on the show.
Maybe. I think they just forget there's cameras there.
I think so, too.
Yep.
After a while.
They all tend to start telling stories, mm-hmm. and then they have to do the blackout. You know, with the fish
yep.
and
Yep, stuff. Black it out.
One thing that she does say in her video is that everyone loves her, and she is going to use her strategy of lying to everyone. She's going to go in knowing that she's going to lie about everything and to everyone and knowing that they're lying to her. And that she's going to use her personality, which is usually great, and people always love her. So sometimes it's kind of conceited sounding.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how she's going to do.
Yeah, it sounds like she thinks she's got it figured out. But I think it's so easy to watch it from the outside. Then you get in there and you're just affected by so many different things. You kind of lose your strategy. So we'll see.
We'll see. But I did like her, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the fact that she acknowledges, I'm going to lie, and everybody else is going to be lying to me.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Because some people are so gullible.
I hate the one. Well, I don't hate, but the ones that say, I'm just going to be myself, like Cassie said.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, they might get eaten alive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Dominic.
Oh, Dominic.
He's cute. He just looks like a little baby.
Yeah, he's a young guy.
25. Goes to San Francisco State. Lives at home with his family. He's half Italian. He mentioned on his video. And so he's not used to cooking for himself because his mama cooks for him. He's not used to doing housework because his mama does it. He does model.
Okay.
He said that he wasn't going to mention that. He was just going to say he was a student.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think he said he wasn't going to mention that. I can't remember now. He was the one who said he could not be in Rachel's laugh.
Oh, yes. That's the guy.
he's only seen a couple of seasons because apparently he was not he didn't go and seek out Big Brother. His agent told him to go and try out, like his modeling agent.
Oh, okay.
So that's how he got it. And then I guess they gave him, or he got DVDs and watched the last 2 or 3 years.
Seasons. Got caught up.
So he got caught up. I don't know if I like that.
Yeah. He's definitely not a
true fan.
Super fan of show. Yeah. Yeah. And he says that Jeff is one of his favorites. He kind of liked him a lot. Even though he didn't win, he was well liked. Yeah. And he didn't like Jesse because he was too cocky.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm glad he's not coming back.
That was one fool I could not stand.
Oh, and then they brought him back last year for a little bit.
Oh.
How does he get that attitude?
I don't know. I think it's the steroids. It fries your brain.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He can't even have a sentence.
And he has no, I mean, he has a big upper body, but his head looks like a pea.
It's true. He's a little unbalanced. So working out too much on those pecs.
He needs to work on him some social skills or something.
Definitely.
Learn how to not talk about yourself all the time.
Life training.
He's in love with himself. It's just ridiculous.
Is. Yeah. Nobody else is.
No.
No.
What else about Dominic? I can't remember anything else. Oh, he mentioned he's a pre-med or microbiology student. Oh, that's what he said. He's not going to mention that that's his major because he doesn't want people to think he's smart.
Okay. Just a student.
But just a student.
He'll make something up probably. Some other major.
Yeah. It's always hard when you're just going to start lying about little stuff like that.
Yep. Yep.
Lie about the big stuff.
Yeah.
Now, the next one, Luan. I really liked his video.
Okay.
Although he could not pronounce certain words. He was mispronouncing things.
Oh, no.
But he was cute. The way he
did it
was
funny.
He was trying to say that he was scared of bugs or something.
Yeah.
And instead of saying it's grotesque, he was saying it's detest.
No.
Just detest. Those snakes are detest or whatever he was talking about.
Oh, he's going to be funny.
Honey, you ain't using the right word.
You got to sort that out.
Sort that out. I think if we can stand those little things like that. But he was really charming, and he did say on his, I mean, I think he knows it too. He was saying, I'm just going to use my charm and my personality.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make people love me. And I really liked him, at least from watching the video.
And his strategy for winning, he said he was going to use his personality, style, gift of gab, and cleverness. So,
hey,
it could take him far, but he's got to get a good alliance.
He does.
Yeah.
They did ask him, oh, I think it was roaches that he hated.
Yeah.
They did ask him part of his strategy, what he was going to do, and he said he was going to lie about, and this is what I thought was weird. He said he was going to lie about graduating from the University of Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to tell the hostess that he just graduated instead of having graduated 10 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm thinking, so okay, I don't get that.
Yeah.
Why would you?
They know you're
going to
be.
The meaning, the reason why you would want people to think you just graduated rather than you graduated 10 years ago.
Yeah, unless he's afraid that they think he's got, like, too much life experience, or he wants them to think he's kind of stupid, or
maybe that
something.
He wants them to think he's younger than he is.
Yeah, something. That's a big jump, though, 10 years. I mean, he'd still be, like, late 30s. He says he's 39. No, I don't think so. Well, it should be interesting. So you want to move on to Portia?
Oh, wait, hold on. Yeah, let me get to Portia.
Okay, so we have Portia Briggs, who's 23, from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, now living in Miami Beach. She is a VIP cocktail waitress, and her three adjectives that describe her are sexy, bitchy, and clever.
Which I don't
get
based on her video, because her video,
oh, really?
Every other question she was asked, she was saying, well, I just want to prove that pretty girls don't have to be bitches.
Oh, well.
And she said that at least three times during her video, which was about the full video, I think, was 10 minutes, 15 minutes, something like that.
Okay. And she kept mentioning it.
And she said that. I was like, well, pretty girls don't have to be bitches.
Maybe she's...
And she mentioned...
Wishes she wasn't one.
Yeah, maybe. She did mention that she was going to say... she thought she was going to just tell people she was a student and not that she was a VIP cocktail waitress because she didn't want people to think that she was good at manipulating men into buying big, expensive bottles of champagne or whatever she said. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Okay. I wonder if she'll do that. I think that would be smart.
I don't see where it would make a difference.
Really?
Who cares if you're a cocktail waitress?
Yeah.
Maybe she thinks that that's a... I don't know. I don't know what that would people would think about.
Yeah, I don't know. It depends on the guys.
True.
I mean...
What was interesting about her, though, is that she did say that she's kind of mostly been on her own since she was 16, for the most part.
Oh, okay.
And so that means she knows how to scrap and hustle.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So maybe she would be able to really roll with... whatever comes with the game and be able to adapt her game a little bit.
Yeah, she's not used to being pampered and stuff.
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
Interesting. I can't think of any... What else did she mention on her...
She says she's afraid of sharks.
I don't think that's... sharks, too.
It's going to be a problem in the house.
No.
Just stay away...
Stay away from
the water.
See, that's easy.
Yep.
Just don't
go
in the ocean. Done.
Exactly. Yep. And she's going to miss her dog the most. So I guess she doesn't have a lot of ties back home. Like you said, she's been on her own.
Apparently not.
Yeah. Well, that might be easy, too. She won't get too emotional about things.
Okay, let's talk about Shelley. I think she's the last one we have.
Okay.
She is 41, from Centerville, Ohio, living in Prairieville, Louisiana.
Yep.
Okay. I do know from her video, I remember, she says she's the VP of whatever company she works for.
Okay, like an outdoor company, it looks like?
Yeah, it looks like here it says outdoor industry executive.
Yeah.
I wonder what that means.
I don't know.
But she did say she was not going to tell people she was the VP.
Okay.
Because she didn't want them to think, she says people automatically think about a lot of money, they make a lot of money, she said that's not the case. I'm thinking, I think they do make a lot of money.
I think probably, I would think so.
A lot
Executive.
To me. Maybe not a lot to her.
Yeah. And definitely a lot to those kids that are going to be in the house.
Yes. I really liked her based on her video. Her favorite cast member was Jeff and Jordan.
Okay, I see that, yeah.
So
that's
I think
good.
That, you know, with them being in the house, she's going to be kind of starstruck.
Yeah. But maybe she'll be able to get in with them. You know, if they get along well.
That's a mistake, though.
Well, yeah, because they're not going to stick with her.
They sure
when it
are.
Comes down to it, yeah.
Nope.
That's true.
So hopefully she might be starstruck the first day, but hopefully since then and they all buckle down and say, we all need to, what they should do is the 8 people should say, no matter what, we're going to target those 6 people.
Yep, they should do that.
Been here before.
Yep.
So that they don't get another Rob Mariano, whatever his name is.
Yes.
Boston Rob.
Rob.
So they don't get another situation like that.
Yes. Yeah, if they're smart, they'll do that. And then they can just break up each couple, you know, just take one out one at a time.
Exactly.
And then see where it goes from there.
She did say that she is married and she's got an 8-year-old daughter, and that's going to be the hardest part of being, you know, away, hopefully for the first 3 months.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's going to be tough. 8 years old is young still.
That is going to be hard. Yeah. But we'll see how she does. Hopefully she can, link up with some of the other ladies in the house or that one older guy.
And I'm hoping that age doesn't play a big part, because you know how in the past the people that were older were usually targeted a little bit early?
Yes, yep.
They either had to be really, really old, like Jerry.
Yep.
But they couldn't be like middle-aged, like 30s and 40s or 50s, because those people seemed to be targeted.
They did, yeah.
Early.
They didn't quite fit in the, either the, very early.
So hopefully she's not one of those, because I think she'd be funny to have or funny yeah. to watch.
Yeah, and she's not so old, so hopefully she'll be able to get like a little niche going and,
exactly.
you know, stick around for a little while.
She did say she likes to be goofy and have and play jokes and
okay,
things.
That's
so
good.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
I need somebody like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope there's some good, you know, funny moments and not just all drama and screaming at each other and stuff like that.
Although I like that too.
I know. It's just good to have a mix.
It is. They all love each other the first couple days.
That's true. Yeah.
They all have fun and then it starts to fracture from there.
They start eating the slop and getting angry and
oh, yes.
cussing each other out and
slop.
Oh, yeah. Should be good.
Should be good.
Oh, yeah. So we start on Thursday night, you said?
Thursday night, first episode, and then I believe the feeds start Thursday evening.
Okay.
And then it'll be Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday.
Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday. Okay.
So that's a lot of show every week.
It is, yeah.
Plus, then you have the Showtime After Dark.
Yeah.
Which I probably will watch. And then you have the live feeds if people are getting those, which I did this year, so I'll probably be, I don't know how I'm going to do anything else. I'm just going to be obsessed with watching.
I know. It's 24/7, right?
24/7.
But you'll be able to catch some good stuff.
Yes. I'm going to limit myself to like an hour. Well, I shouldn't lie like that. I'm going to try to limit myself to either watching The Big Brother After Dark or The Feed. Not both.
Okay. Okay.
So
but
we'll see how that works out.
Yeah, the hard thing with those is that you really have to catch it on the right time to see something.
That's true.
You know? But maybe you'll kind of figure out certain times that people are active and so forth.
I think people on the, if you read any of the feed updates, a lot of people post, hey, go look at such a time, such and such happened, or...
Oh, yeah.
And last year I didn't have the feeds, but so I couldn't look, but...
Now you do.
Now I do, so we'll see
how
it goes. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
And I'm excited to have you guest podcasting.
Well, I'm so excited to be here. I'm a huge fan, so this is great for me, too.
Everyone, please download our feed and make sure that you are listening. We will probably podcast sometime... after the Thursday episode for this week, and then probably every week, probably Friday or Saturday, we'll have a new episode posted. So just stay tuned for that. This week it'll be Sister A. Next week we don't know yet. Might be Sister A again. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Let us know if you want to come on too. Okay, well thank you, Sister A.
You're welcome, Sister K. Thank you.
That's it for now. We will see you next time.
Bye.